All right. Good morning,
Hello, everyone.
everyone. To this Thursday morning, 15 minutes of commitment is the key with my fellow energy worker, Mark, who's living here with us at the farm. So today we're going to talk about commitment. And first, you had something to share, didn't you?
Yeah, we were gearing up to talk about this particular subject, and I usually kind of like get some daily inspiration from different places. And one of those is I read a daily excerpt from a Tibetan monk named Chamchul Rinpoche, and I thought what he said today was very fitting. And he says, "Never blame the external environment for your laziness or lack of practice. The only thing that makes the Buddhist path impossible is you." And he, in his lineage, he believes that every single person can become a Buddha in this lifetime. You don't have to wait 10,000 lifetimes. You don't have to do all of this stuff. It's just an enlightenment process and energy work inside of yourself, but it requires commitment. It requires every single day, every single moment, returning back to that Buddhahood state. So, yeah, I think that's kind of a good way to start this conversation.
Yeah, so the commitment has been an ongoing process with us. I mean, you've been working with us for a long time, and I've been mentoring you for a long time too. And the commitment has been a topic that we return to, and it's like layered. It's very interesting. So, what is your reflection on this?
Yeah, I mean, I would say that it's my whole life. I've had some avoidance patterns and some commitment issues, and you know, what I noticed is that, you know, every time I'm confronted with a commitment issue, I tend to find some kind of external reason. Oh, it's because of this. Oh, it's because of that. Oh, it's because of my childhood trauma. Oh, it's because of, you know, a million different things. But you know, just like the quote says, like, There is no other reason. There's only my reason. It's only because of me. Yeah. And so I lately, you know, I've just kind of like really come face to face with that and look deep inside myself and realize that, like, holy shit, that's right. The only way for things to change is for me, for me to actually do them, to show up and to commit to the changes that I want to look for. And so the pattern that I often put myself into is that I find some new shiny thing that I want to do, and then I'm super gung-ho about it. Yeah, let's do it. I'm all in 100%. And then about a month later, I'm like, yeah, you know, some other stuff happened and life got busy and I had to work, and, you know, I was doing some trauma work, and, you know, I just forgot about this and that. So that's the pattern that I'm, you know, working on at the moment. And that's the pattern that I'm breaking. And the way that I'm breaking it is through just no bullshit commitment, you know, just 100% doing it and no excuses.
Yeah, we often talk about the word impeccability. And that is a very strong, it's a very strong energy alignment with that word. It's about showing up for yourself and like committing. And yeah, for me, it's about showing up for the self, and like how you present, like how you show up in every situation, in every conversation, in every, like, it's an awareness practice. And for me, that's very connected to the commitment.
It is. Yeah. And, you know, in there are several different areas of my life where I'm putting this into practice. And, you know, we have several energy practices here that we do at the farm. And I find it very easy to show up to a group class. And what I notice about these group classes is that there is some external accountability. You know, it's like, because it's what we all do, it's, you know, it's easy to just kind of show up together at 10 o'clock for our regular classes. But what about those opportunities? What about those times where no one else is there? No one else is telling me to show up, and no one else is guiding me, and no one is waiting for me. So, you know, Sarah, you kind of gave me this idea about, you know, I should try something new. And so this new practice that I'm putting myself into is waking up at 3 a.m. for a meditation. And no one is there. No one is waking me up. No one is saying, hey, Mark, come and meet me at 3 o'clock. There's no other students. There's no other teachers there. It's just me. And I really like that practice because if no one else does it, I have to do it, right? I have to be the one who wakes myself up, get out of bed, go and meditate, and work through all of the excuses that my mind comes up with, which there have been plenty. I've only been doing it a week, and every time that I wake up, you know, like I kind of be like, I could just snooze a little bit, or I could just these little things, but I don't listen. I just get out of bed. I just put my feet down. I just immediately put my feet down to the floor and I get up and I might kind of like walk around in a little bit of a daze and confusion until I'm aware. And then I just go and sit and I meditate and, I play the bowls and do some personal energy work. But the other thing that I was kind of having a fear about was like my sleeping pattern, my sleeping schedule. And I was like, oh, this is going to be such a mess. I'm going to not feel great in the morning, but there really hasn't been any difference. I have the same energy. I have the same ability to wake up, at 6 for the other meditation that we do and have the same energy for work. And I also just kind of feel a little bit better about myself. It's only been a week. So, the other test, which we'll find out is that, my pattern that I mentioned earlier is I do something new and shiny for a while, but, in 2 months, after I've been doing it for 2 months, then what happens? Do I still have that same commitment and impeccability? And so this will be a long-term test for me. I'll really have to kind of look into it and see how things play out. And it's also about being impeccable in all the areas of my life. So am I showing up in my relationship? Am I showing up for my work? Am I showing up for the energy work that we're doing here together? Am I showing up for my own self and for my own needs and taking care of my health? And there's all these areas of life. It doesn't have to be overwhelming. You don't have to make a laundry list of things to do. It's just about having the mindset of impeccability. It's something that you have to grow inside of yourself, I think.
Yeah, to give a little bit of background, like the root energy that we are springing from here at the farm is like this, it's deep energy work, deep like shamanic energy work that is rooted in core traditional Buddhist values and traditions, and also core shamanism and shamanism that is very deeply rooted to the heart path and how to live impeccable, aligned with your heart's true values, but also there's like no manipulation, there's no sorcery, there's no it's very, very light and pure, and it springs in harmony and personal power and life force, like a strong being, strong, healthy, and life force, and to be fully aligned with the heart, I would say. And there is, so you and I are doing quite deep, deep spiritual work together. You have some stuff that you need to go back a long way to untangle some choices that you made early in life. Right. And to be able to do that, with the commitment that, like the commitment issues that we have experienced along the way, I said, okay, you need to do a large act of devotion to yourself, to your practice, to your soul, to be able to untangle these attachments. And what you came up with was this, to go up in the middle of the night and do this, it's like a candle meditation. So the energy work in that has so many layers, because first of all, this place is very, very special. So doing that in this certain space that you are doing it is enormously powerful. And it's also about doing the energy work at that time during the day. The veil is very thin, and it's very, it's like nothing is hiding. It becomes very, very tangible. And it's easy to access whatever it is that's really going on. So this is a practice that is so deeply layered in showing up. It's not only showing up for yourself, it's showing up. The commitment with that process is so deep, because it will show where you're at, where your life force is at, where your emotional blockages are at. How are you able to do that? And the impeccability in that is about showing up for everything else. So you can, if you commit to that, you cannot take away from anything else that you've committed to, like our other practice, like the 6:30 meditation and the lymphatic massage that we do after, and then the other class. Because like, oh, now when I do this meditation in the middle of the night, I'm not going to do this and this and this. Right. So it's not a trade.
No,
it's not a trade. So this is where, and to be very real, this is not a practice that we do for everyone else. This is a practice for you who have committed a deep commitment to yourself to do quite large. It's like we have some serious entanglements to work with. So this is not something that everyone has to do when you come to the farm. This is very specific for you and what we are working with in our mentorship program, because you have a part of your commitment process is to, you've committed to another round of very structured. So you basically took one of the spots.
Right. So,
program, in my mentorship program.
Yeah, and I'm looking forward to working with you. We've done a lot of deep work, but as we've both realized that there's more to be done, and I think joining the mentorship program is going to help me stay on that path and stay very focused on that path, because I've already made the commitment. I already have the devotions, so it's just going to glide, is the feeling that I get, as we work together on this, and we'll have to kind of explore later and share some of the things that we're working on. I think it's very interesting, and there other people might find interest in the path that I've chosen to work on myself, and how some of the things that we're doing together have pretty much like changed my life entirely.
Do you want to do a 1 minute? I don't know. introduction. Doesn't have to be like, doesn't have to be super deep, but like,
yeah, sure. I mean, when I was 16 years old, my mom got divorced from my stepfather, who was a really dark and abusive person, and I was in a really dark place at that time, and I fell into some dark places myself, and basically handed my life over to satanic forces and joined a satanic church. And from there became a leader inside of a satanic church, and did a lot of black magic and dark things and sexual things, and was involved in a really dark scene of satanic black metal music from around the world, and other really dark and nasty demonic things, and spent a long time of my life in that hole. And I didn't really have a clean exit from it. I kind of just went along with my life and pretended like everything was okay for a while, and then had a long series of traumas and divorces and problems, and kind of always wondered why.
oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah. After my last divorce, I decided to change my life. I decided to change everything about it. And that's pretty much when I met you guys and started really working on the path and cleaning things up. And I'm a different person than I was 2 years ago. And I'm a way different person than I was when I was 16. But like you mentioned, there's some entanglements that we're still working on, some emotional blockages and things. And we're here just to clean all that up and move on forward and into the light. So that's the work we're doing. And we can share more about what that looks like and how and why. But that's the short end of it.
Yeah, that's the short end of it. And Yeah, now that cat is out of the bag. No, but what we're saying is that, so we're working very deep with Mark. It's like, this is not something that the everyday person who is coming to us is doing or is up to, but, and you've completely left everything behind. But what we're doing here is to find the root cause of why we are not living the life that we feel that we should be. Or why do I not feel 100% vital? Or why don't I feel 100% emotionally free? Or why don't I feel like I am 100% aligned with my abundance? Or like whatever it is, what I'm doing is I help people go to the root cause of what is holding them back. Because one of the things that I do is I can very easily see where people are blocked, and I can locate social behaviors and to follow them and to see where the emotional or physical or spiritual entanglement is and help people to resolve that so they can be free. And that's what I am. Yeah, basically that's what I do.
Yeah,
that's my gift. Yes, it does. And so I am putting myself. So I've been working in the back a lot with since we came here, and it's time for me to be a little bit more official about what I do and to offer my to be of service for people who want to entangle something inside of themselves, just to help them live the life that we are, our birthright, you know, free, abundant, happy.
Yeah. The good life.
The good life. No, the good life.
No, all right. Not the dark satanic life.
No, let's not do that.
Yeah. Well. I'm done too.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm soft launching my mentorship program. I have 5 spots. You claimed one of them. So now I have 2 left. So if anyone is interested in, untangle themselves from whatever it is that is holding you back, I'm open for 2 more spots. It's a 6, it's a 6-month commitment, and just DM me if you find this interesting, if you want to chat. I'm open.
I'm also happy to share my experience. If anybody wants to know what it's like to work with Sarah, I'm happy to let people know and give some background information and share more.
All right, I appreciate that. Thank you so much. Okay, time to get on with the day, and I'll see you next time, and have a wonderful day.
Yeah. Thanks, Sarah.
Thank you, Mark.
Bye.
Bye.